There's the full time whistle, and it's Red Hughes. The Donegal champions of 2018 are now the Ulster champions in 2018. With a fantastic comeback against Limavady to take the victory here at Celtic Park in Derry by 2 points. It's a brilliant night for the Donegal side.
Absolutely, Brandon. Fantastic. You have to say, what a performance from them, particularly in the second half. Conceding that goal, being 4 points down, you really thought advantage Limavady in. But you know, brilliant work by Johnny Carlin. I was just saying about Joe McKelvey, was it a masterstroke keeping him on the bench? He came on and had 1-2, but those 2 points that he hit back to back really brought Red Hughes back into the team. You know, brilliant performance all around. Kieran Kelly was brilliant in nets. I know he got caught for the goal, his kick out of first class. You know, Thomas McMenamin going back into full back to pick up Cormac Quigley. Great battle. He had a powerful performance. Steve McMenamin, first class. You know, Jeremy Love, very cute on the ball, used his head the whole game. Inside, Calvin Bradley was first class, particularly in the first half. Everything went through him. And in the second half, when they needed that lift, Johnny Carlin provided. And that wonder goal at the end won the match from right in the top corner. You know, you dream about stuff like that, Oshin. What a time to do it. You know, if you had it in training, you'd be happy with yourself. An Ulster final here for your club. That was the winning score in the game. And you'd have to say he's the toast of the town tonight.
Yeah, this has been a huge achievement by Red Hughes. They waited a long time for a Donegal title and to pick up a provincial crown in the same year. Fantastic for the man from the cross.
Yeah, something that's been, this competition's been dominated. I suppose Monaghan and Tyrone team in particular seem to have done really well in it. You know, as we know, club football in Derry is very tight. You know, Limavady were in a final last year of juniors. They're only down in junior 3 years from intermediate. So you thought they could have come, you know, with a very strong side here tonight. But Red Hughes have been on a brilliant run all season. You'd have to say fair play to the manager. He got his matchups right tonight. And the introduction of Johnny Carlin was massive in the game, keeping him back. And Red Hughes deserved victors. You know, they came out, they played all the football in the second half. Limavady would be very disappointed after that first half, what they did in the second half. They never had fire, and then they got involved in some skirmishes, got a couple of sends off and the black card. Really didn't find the rhythm at all, and Red Hughes just kept playing their football and should have had the ball in the net a couple of times before that. Oshin might have changed the game, but as they did, you know, they waited until that late moment, and Johnny Kieran rattled the net, and what a score. Deserving victors, and again, brilliant for Donegal. They, you know, a county have struggled to win any kind of, you know, club provincial honours, you know, senior, intermediate or junior. So they have back-to-back winners this year. Fantastic. Fair play to Red Hughes.
We had Niamh Colmkill as Ulster winners last year, and now in 2018 we have Red Hughes. And I suppose when they went the man up, when Limavady went down to 14 men, that was the time of the game that you really needed to seize it. So you did, and they done that, and they were patient throughout the game as well. They didn't panic at any stage, and I suppose that's been the pattern of their run, particularly in Ulster. They stayed in games and they never panic, and just like what they done and against Emmy Vale, they came back and hit the front, and they've done that here today as well.
Yes, they did a couple of times in the championship too, Ash, and they were down in Donegal and they came back. There must be a lot of belief in them. You'd have to say fair play to the management for putting that belief in them. I thought after the frenetic nature of the first half, the game settled down a bit. It wasn't as end-to-end. I think players tired a good bit, but as I say, Red Hughes never stopped believing, and Limavady just seemed to lose the rhythm altogether in the game, and that goal gave them a false platform, that four up. They didn't deserve to be four up, and in many ways you'd have to admire Red Hughes. They never lay down, and you know, Johnny Carlin, I have to keep saying him, you know, he took the responsibility. Two absolute top drawer scorers, Oshin, and then, you know, to finish the way he did in that top corner, you know, first class, and that's the difference. If you have someone that can come in and make that difference on the night, we've seen the Limavady subs come on, they did nothing at all to progress the team. He came in, he was a match winner in the end. But as I say, those players I mentioned throughout the team, there's six or seven top drawer Red Hughes performances on the night, and that's the time to do it in a final, taking that title back.
Yeah, it's been a super night here for Red Hughes at Celtic Park and Derry as they lift the provincial crown. Just to recap at half time, the Donegal champions were trailing against Limavady by 7-6. There was just one in it. The likes of Damien Brown scored two in that opening half, as did Calvin Bradley. But at the start of the second half, it was a tentative affair compared to that of the first. But the real big score of the game came 10 minutes in, and it was Cormac Quigley with that goal to put Limavady in front by 4-1-7-6. But Red Hughes did not give up, and they were helped with the sending off as well of Richard King, one of the main men for Limavady, the centre half forward. For two yellow cards, he was given his marching orders. But all the scoring for the rest of the game, the bulk of it was all done by Red Hughes, and they've done it in fantastic fashion as well. That man that Brendan spoke about, Johnny Carden, was brilliant with back-to-back points on 13 and 14 minutes. Bradley got into the mix once again, as did Brown, with a couple of scores. And then we had Kelly, Ryan Kelly, the wing halfback, scoring with a point to make it 11 points to 1-7. They had five unanswered scores. And then came the score that sealed the deal for Red Hughes, the score that gives them an Ulster title. And what a score it was as well. A brilliant run by Johnny Carlin, and then on the left peg, they hit the back of the net, the roof of the net, to score that goal for Red Hughes. And that was the one that gave them the Ulster Junior Football Championship title. It's been another good night here in Derry for a Donegal side. This time it is the turn of Red Hughes. They are Ulster champions, and they now go to the All-Ireland Series. Final score here at Celtic Park in Derry, 111 to 1.